Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. From tomorrow night through Sunday at the BMO Harris Bradley Center, what is normally a basketball court is taken over by the magic of Cirque du Soleil. Cirque has been here before, but this is the first time the troupe is bringing its show called Corteo to Milwaukee. And true to form, it's a spectacle of precision, acrobatics, beautiful music, and dramatic lighting and costumes, all the while telling a story.
The artistic director of Corteo, Mark Schaub, has been with the company since 2005 after a long career in Canada as a modern dancer and dance teacher. He helped create this show, and he travels with it as well. We reached him while Corteo was in Houston to find out more. Mark Schaub, it is such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking some time this morning.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here.
You started with Cirque du Soleil in 2005, and before we get into why you made that choice, what was your background before that? What led you to look to Cirque du Soleil as something that you wanted to do?
Well, I was in contemporary dance for a little over 20 years, and most of my dance career was in Montreal in Canada. And as you may know, that's where Cirque du Soleil headquarters are. And there are a lot of people that come from the arts and the performing arts, whether they're artists, performers, or whether they're technicians, that seem to gravitate towards Cirque du Soleil when you live there. Because, you know, it's just they're a very large, very dynamic company. So when my performing career was coming to a close, I knew people that were working there. They had told me that, well, you know, I should speak with them and that. And I thought this would be an interesting transition. It would be a way to use what I learned on the stage as a performer, as a dancer, as a rehearsal director, sometimes teacher, to use it in a different environment and in a different format with a very dynamic company. So I did an interview, and, well, I did several, and I think I happened to be in the right place at the right time because I had no circus experience, but I had performing arts experience, and I ended up with Corteo.
It's interesting because it is a circus, but it is not a circus with animals. It's acrobatics and performance. Anyone who's seen a Cirque du Soleil show knows that it is an entire package between music and the visuals, as well as the athleticism and the artistry of the performers themselves. And so it's interesting that as a dancer, you came into that rather than going, say, to your own company, starting your own company and doing something else, that this maybe allowed you to do something bigger.
Well, I think so. And I mean, I loved performing, but I was not a choreographer. So I didn't really have a desire to put my mark on the dance milieu more than I already had. So I was looking for new challenges. And I think what attracted me to Cirque is I understand physicality. I understand what it takes to work with that kind of precision, to work on stage, to be up for performing regularly in that. And I think Cirque, you know, that's what we do, and that's how we do it. And so there was a lot of affinity, I think, between dance and between what Cirque du Soleil does, because we combine many forms of expression to create something new. So yes, we're working with acrobats, but we're working very closely with the music and with the composers of the music, with the costume design and the set design and the makeup, and we're putting that all together with choreography, with movement, and with acrobatics, and with acting to create something very different. And for me, that was just very exciting and a wonderful opportunity as one career was coming to a close to be able to transition into something that's so closely related to it.
How has Corteo changed in the time that you've been in charge of it? It's going on, what, 13 years now?
Well, it was created in 2005 as a big top show. Because at Cirque du Soleil, we have three basic types of shows. We have our big top shows, which tour the world and will stay in cities anywhere from 5 weeks to 12 weeks. Then we have arena tours, which can go to smaller centers and take our shows to different audiences where we will perform in, say, basketball or hockey arenas for 1 week at a time. So we'll be in each city, such as Milwaukee, for 1 week. Then we'll move on after the Sunday night shows to the next city. And then we have permanent shows in places like Las Vegas. So Corteo was created for the Big Top in 2005, and I was with it for the creation in the first year of touring, and then I left and did other things and came back to Corteo for its last year of Big Top touring. So I did the beginning and the end, but missed those 9 years in the middle, which was really kind of a great way to look at the show, because I saw the birth of that show and all of its, you know, let's say, difficulties of growing in the first year. And then I saw a very lovely, mature show that had been on the road for 10 years, that had really grown and really transformed into a whole, I think, more cohesive, unified show. And now I'm back with it a third time, having just completed the transformation of the Big Top show into the arena show, because that involves quite a bit of changes. So I think Corteo has evolved and matured more than it has changed, if you know what I mean there.
I do. I think that's a fair way of putting it. And as you were talking about that, I was thinking about the change for when you're in residence for 5 or 6 weeks. There are a lot of things you can do that you can't do when you're having to pick up after a week and move to the next thing. So what were some of the artistic challenges of making that transformation happen?
Well, the transformations began with basically a year of planning how to make it work technically. Corteo was always one of our largest Big Top touring shows, and it was technically very complex. A Big Top show takes 6 days to set up and 3 days to tear down. In an arena, you have 10 to 12 hours to set it up and 4 or 5 hours to tear it down and load it into trucks. So we had to redesign the structure of the stage and of the rigging on top of the stage. That had to be redesigned first, and then we had to look at how to make Corteo its, well, let me rephrase that, how to keep the essence and the spirit of Corteo and make it work with this new type of stage. And we had to trim down the length of the show, because we aim to have our shows now to be roughly 50 minutes per act. And Corteo was an hour and 10 minutes for the first act in the Big Top and like 58 minutes for the second act. So we had to trim the show down, which was actually, yes, it was challenging, but it was a great opportunity, because sometimes after you've been with a show for years and you're looking at it and you're going, oh, you know, I would just love to do this change or that change or shorten this or you know, develop something in a different way. And we had the opportunity to do that because we spent 6 months with the artists in the studio working on this new version of the show. So that allowed us to do some things which I think had needed doing for a while, and to shorten certain things. And I'm very happy with the way it turned out, because we were all worried about these cuts, but actually what we've done is make a more dynamic version of the show, and it still has everything that I think makes Corteo really beautiful and really unique.
Yeah, I was going to say, you tightened it up.
Yes, we tightened it up significantly.
Right. And yeah, the thinking about, you know, having 6 days to load in versus 12 hours, that's a huge difference. And to be able to streamline that way. Is there a point in the show, because you know what has gone into every act and all the timing and all of that, is there a point where you're holding your breath?
Well, when you're dealing with the type of acrobatics that we deal with, I think there's many points where you kind of hold your breath. You know, there's people doing things in the air that I would never dream of doing, and they're doing them with such a refinement and such at the same time, sense of, this isn't a real word, but daredevilness. You know, they're just going for it, and yet they're human beings, and that's live performance, so things happen. So you are holding your breath. I mean, there's a lot of times when that happens, and no matter how many times I've seen it, because I know the difficulty of it, there's still that edge of your seat type of experience to watching high-level acrobatics. Yeah. You know, that's there, and that's there in all of our shows. And the, you know, this is my fifth different show with Cirque du Soleil, and there's always parts of the show where you know the difficulty and you know the risk involved in that, and you watch them pull it off and pull it off over and over and over again. And it's, yeah, it can maybe perhaps cause gray hairs prematurely.
Shortness of breath.
Yeah.
It happens, yeah. Do you think there is something about Cirque du Soleil that is uniquely Canadian?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I think it's you know, I would say Canadian and Quebecois at the same time, because it's certainly, you know, the founders of Cirque du Soleil are French Canadians. And there is, if you've traveled in Quebec, you know there is a different culture there. Most of my contemporary dance career was in Quebec, and dance that came out of Quebec in the 80s and 90s was unique in the world and seen by people all over the world as being Quebec dance. And I think there's, you know, the sort of audacity that they had back in the, you know, when Cirque du Soleil first started back in the, well, let's see, let me get my dates right, but it was in the early 80s, I believe, that, you know, let's just do something completely different. We don't know how we're going to make that happen or how, what kind of impact we're going to have, but they wanted to turn circus upside down and do something very different and very creative, and they were a bunch of street performers and that, and they went for it, they were fearless, and they built what has now become this huge company that is so successful in so many places and appeals to so many different cultures and types of people all over the world. There was a certain audacity with these kind of street performer hippies back then that just said, let's do it, and they did it. Whether that's distinctly Canadian or Quebecois or just some very creative and talented and bold people in the right place at the right time, I'm not sure.
Well, we are so looking forward to seeing you do it here in Milwaukee. Mark, will you be here during any of the performances?
Oh, yes. I travel with the show. That's the artistic director's job at Cirque du Soleil is once the show goes on the road, we're with the show. So I'm looking after the show day in and day out. I'm working with the artist. I'm living in the hotels, eating in the catering and all of that, just like everybody else. We're 115 people on tour, and I'm one of those 115.
Well, we are looking forward to welcoming you here, and I hope we get a chance to meet perhaps when the company is in town. But until then, Mark Schaub, it has been such a pleasure.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's been great speaking with you as well, and we're looking forward to being in Milwaukee.
Mark Schaub is the artistic director of Cirque du Soleil's Corteo. The show opens at the BMO Harris Bradley Center tomorrow night and runs through Sunday, and there's more information at WUWM.com.